So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Things go missing the places we work.
Yeah.
Not like major things, wallets and phones.
Yeah.
But if you got a favorite pen, stapler you need to operate with, right? Some cheap tool other coworkers need.
Yeah.
You better keep an eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, folks will leave a job. And rarely does everything they have go with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it created, and Kimmy said, a moral dilemma.
Really?
Something that another person in this room
made me feel a little uncomfortable.
Oh, you were uncomfortable with this?
It's not a great look.
It's something that Tommy did not consider at all, Kimmy.
No.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5, WCMF. So yesterday around this time, we're doing Where They Wine.
Yeah.
And I think I made a joke on the air like a week ago. I've had the same pen for like five years.
You pointed it out.
Yeah.
And I had said the only reason I keep using the same pen is I don't know where they're locking the pens
away.
Right. We work in an office where they don't let us just go grab a pen.
Yeah.
Well, sure enough,
yesterday
during Where They Wine, my pen died.
God damn it.
And Tommy, being the hunter-gatherer provider that he is.
King goes, Snatch right
Tommy
here,
Tommy disappears into like the magic attic and comes out with whatever you need. Like the one time we needed a, we were looking for a, like a dry erase board, right?
Oh, you needed a whiteboard.
Yeah, whiteboard for when my mic died and I couldn't say anything, so I was going to write stuff down.
How long did you wait?
5 minutes. You go upstairs with a whole pad of paper and magic markers to go along with it.
Yes, I mean, you're right. The last couple of weeks, he has been leaving the room and coming back with random stuff. How about the other day? He brought down like a massive container of plastic silverware, right?
Yeah.
Tissues, hand sanitizer. Mm. So I say my pen's gone, and you go, don't worry about it.
I got you covered, bro.
I'm gonna go steal some stuff.
So you leave the room?
King Snatch. Right, heads upstairs.
And it makes sense your name is King Snatch, seeing as how your mother was Queen Snatch.
Yeah. My mother had a nice snatch. I said, I am proud of my mother's snatch. I've spent time in that snatch.
So me too. So in a matter of 3 or 4 minutes, he comes downstairs with three new pens.
Yeah.
Three new pens.
And a pencil.
Two new pens and a mechanical pencil. That's how old he is. He doesn't know what a mechanical pencil is. So I anticipated Kimmy.
Yeah.
He knew where the new pens were.
Yeah, I do.
Drawer like in the mailroom area.
So where'd you get these pens from, Tom?
So it's from a coworker who's no longer here. And her desk is like wide open, not in a cubicle. So I'm rounding the bend over there, and I go, oh, my gosh, she's got a whole, like, big-ass coffee mug of just pens and, you know, markers, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I just start picking through, and I score you three pens.
Okay.
But the girl's gone.
Yeah, she doesn't work here anymore.
Yeah.
All right. So, Kimmy.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
You had a problem with this.
Why?
I just, when you explained it to me.
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking, like, you know, It's just a weird concept to take a coworker's things, even though they're no longer here.
She's been gone a little bit.
It was on the desk, and nobody else had messed with the desk. So
yeah, no, but it actually still works here.
Yeah,
like all her stuff is still there.
Yeah, I guess I don't know when that stuff is now when it's a free for all.
Hey, by the way,
because I wouldn't be the first to take something off that desk.
There's more stuff up there if you need it.
No, I don't want you to keep stealing.
It's not stealing. It's company stuff. We're just moving, allocating provisions to other departments to make things work.
By the way, you can't be sure that it's company stuff.
She may have brought that in, and I get that
she's coming back for a pen.
I don't know. She left it behind, but I still feel funny taking it because it was hers.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF.
Well, you don't want to see her purse?
252-9263. How long until the items left behind by a former coworker are free game?
Because
right off the bat, you have to make sure that person's not coming back to get their stuff.
If they're officially gone.
Yeah.
Like the email goes out, so-and-so is no longer here. We wish them well.
But see, here's...
But sometimes
it's that moment?
Oh,
no.
Man.
No. Sometimes it takes
Let the looting begin.
Somebody has to like pack up the stuff or come back to get it in the off hours.
And this isn't personal items. These are just pens and paper.
Everybody has a favorite pen.
Yeah, this pen does not belong to this company. It belongs to the Randolph County Ambulance District.
Well, don't tell them I got your pen.
By the way, 1-800-499-LUNG if you're looking to talk to them.
No, but I look at an empty desk from a coworker that's gone. It's like a graveyard.
No, look, Kim.
But you wouldn't take something from a graveyard.
Why not?
That's called grave robbing.
No, but
that's a terrible comparison.
It's like a serious crime that you go to jail for.
No, but let's say some item of that dead person is like laid there.
Yeah, you can't take that. That's grave robbing.
No, let's say they left like a
stay there.
It was like their favorite mug
as a memorial.
Like yeah,
at the grave. Yeah, you can't take that. That's grave.
I think you can over a period of time.
No, you can't. If you are caught taking things, if you take flowers, you can be arrested.
Who are you going to call, the flower cops?
The cops.
Oh.
Okay. I'm with Kimmy on this one. The email goes out. They could still be back tomorrow, the day after next week, to pick up their items.
I'm letting that sit as long as possible.
Okay, so Kimmy.
I'm actually probably never touching it.
So you will never take anything off a former coworker's desk?
No, it feels icky.
Oh, icky.
I don't know why.
All right. I think there's also a decision that has to be made when it comes to taking things off coworkers that are no longer theirs, desk area.
Yeah.
What kind of reputation you want to have at your job? Because Kimmy's not the only person. You're not the only person that notices the stuff sitting there.
Yeah.
And folks are going to keep an eye on, one, what goes missing. Two, who's hanging around.
Yeah.
Looking around, walking around.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want the reputation as the office scavenger.
But you don't want to look like you're the scavenger. You're just going in and grabbing something. So when I went and grabbed those pens, one of the new sales guys was standing there. I didn't notice him at the time until I turned around and I had the stuff. And I didn't act shocked. I just, hey, bro, what's going on? And I just went trucking.
But he watched you steal it.
He doesn't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, but you didn't want. You thought nobody was looking.
I knew there were people
act
upstairs.
Like you're all cool now. You meant to do it when nobody was looking.
But you don't act shocked or anything. It just looked like, hey, man, I need some pens.
I love how you think that you got away with it that way. Like I don't think I got away with it. Absolutely knew what you were doing.
But I looked like I was supposed to be doing what I was doing.
Which is what?
Stealer.
Because you shouldn't be upstairs at all. There's no reason for you to be upstairs.
I'm one of the longest standing employees of WCMF.
But you don't
I can
have a
go
desk.
Wherever I want.
He's one of the longest standing employees of WCMF. It also takes him the longest to stand when he gets out of a chair.
But like I believe that gives me the privilege. I should be able to go and do and take whatever I want.
I just want to point out, everything you do outside of this room looks suspicious.
Amen, sister.
What?
Amen.
I go to everybody we work with.
I do my steps upstairs.
Sometimes ask, why was Tommy walking around upstairs?
You legitimately scare people when you go upstairs.
Well, I'm doing my little lappers.
Look, my biggest fear... In a situation that you described yesterday,
where
you're grabbing stuff off a coworker's desk who's no longer here and you get seen, I would worry that would give me the reputation of the office thief.
Mm-hmm.
Like if something actually valuable goes missing with someone that works here, people that work with you would immediately think of you as the person that took it.
Need a nice watch?
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Or a rock poster.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I needed a new pen yesterday. Tommy's got this new hobby of just stealing things in the office, bringing them in.
I scored nice.
The office buzzard.
I've had three nice scores so far.
Nice run, man. One more score and I'm out of the game, man.
Remember when he used to grab hold of Kano's Rolos off his desk?
Yep.
God, those things were good.
He pretended like he was cool with it, but it actually bothered him.
I know.
You could tell.
He ended up quitting over it.
But he took a bunch of stuff off of a coworker who's no longer here. All right, how about this? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How much does the average coworker trust their current coworkers with valuable things?
Like we're both still working here.
Everyone you work with.
Something's sitting on my desk.
Would you feel safe leaving a phone, set of car keys, your wallet, your purse, just lying out while doing your job?
It's weird because the bigger items I do, computer, phone, I'll leave it out. It's the small things that I don't trust.
Like what?
Pens, pencils, food, stapler.
Food?
Food number one. I'd never leave food out anywhere.
Especially in this place.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can hear Spisano breathing, and I got my headphones waiting for a sandwich.
The less expensive the item, the more I don't trust my coworkers with it.
Oh.
Because I think they'll take it thinking they're not doing anything wrong.
Okay, so I get that we're in a unique spot because we've known everybody we work with
forever.
Over a decade, except for Hope down on the country station.
Yeah. What?
I don't know. Can we trust her?
Hope?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And we work with when we're in the building, there's a relatively small amount of people, right? But if you work at a place that has 50, 100 people, do you feel comfortable leaving your wallet, purse, phone, keys lying out?
If there's a lot of people, I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't do that?
No.
Why?
Because
there's people like you exist?
Yes. There's going to be a me there. And that's not good.
There's been a couple of jobs where I worked them quickly and on orientation, I was always taken aback by the jobs that had lockers in the break.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want
to. You know why.
But I don't know if I want to work here if I got to lock up all the veil. You obviously have these lockers because something happened.
Yeah.
Right? If I can't trust the people I'm working around, what the hell are we doing here?
But peace of mind, right?
Well, I used to leave my wallet out when I worked at Wegmans.
Well, and you probably, once you work that job for a while, you get comfortable.
Well, but new people
would put money.
I know, but I'm saying.
Yeah, Danny Wegman.
You wish.
He paid me.
Oh, yeah, true.
I'm saying it has less to do with the people you work around and more. It has more to do with how long you've been there and how comfortable you are in that place.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Mm. What makes you feel comfortable leaving your valuables out where you work? Your argument is time and grade.
I think so, because I just think it becomes a second home where, even though you shouldn't be more comfortable, you are for whatever reason.
You argue the more people you work with, the less likely you are to leave that stuff.
Yeah, and I am surprised. You would think, let's say you work in an office building where people make a pretty good living. Nobody should need to steal anything. Those places are the worst. Mm.
So you would argue that you can't measure based on...
No, income. Because I know, in the old... across the street, everybody made pretty good money.
Uh-huh.
And, man, stuff was... getting ripped all the time.
Yeah, but they were all scumbags.
But they were well-paid scumbags, and they were still scumming.
Yeah, but they were scumbags that shouldn't have been well-paid.
True.
I mean, that's the difference.
But, I mean, I'm talking suits, ties, you know, professional people grabbing and stealing.
I would think if I work in a place where people are making good money, I don't have to worry about my wallet or my phone.
Bro, you could not leave food around at all.
But she brought up food, too.
Yeah.
Food's the number one.
I agree. Like, food is the number one thing that the least likely person at your that you work with is going to take. I think everybody's capable of stealing food.
Which is weird because it's going to infuriate people the most, right? Yeah. Like, if my wallet gets taken, it sucks, right? But I can get a new credit card, right? It's going to take about, it'll all get taken care of, right?
If you leave some snacks out, anything packaged up that somebody could just swipe at any moment.
Agreed.
Gone.
Well, okay, let's talk about that, too. Well, we got folks writing us. I'm sorry. We're rambling here. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy yesterday went up and stole a bunch of stuff off of the desk of a coworker of ours that does not work here anymore, so we could use it.
Yeah.
And Kimmy got uncomfortable.
By the way, you're welcome.
She doesn't think that coworker.
Well, I don't know. Somebody could also be using that desk. I don't know.
We got messages coming in on Instagram. This might be the best name we've ever gotten.
Okay.
You ready? Jesse Ray Pragel writes us.
Man, that's a country name right there.
Jesse Ray Pragel. I think they are opening up at CMAC this weekend. On Instagram, Duffy on WCMF.
I think she's opening up for Chesty Boots.
Could be a dude. It's got no avatar face. And now I'm looking at their...
it's got to be a dude.
Yeah, it's just a bunch
Ray.
Of trucks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Jesse Ray Pragel's a dude. Yeah. He's a country dude. And he says, the day that lady walks out the door without it, it makes it fair game. No,
I agree.
No.
So you're willing to swipe it the day of?
That also feels insensitive.
Yes. And your coworkers are absolutely judging you.
Yeah, because that means you've been watching the stuff that you want on their
Everybody's
desk.
Looking, man.
I'm not looking at what I want.
Some people have like a lot of cool stuff on their desk, and you know what's on there.
No,
right now, there's a huge jug of candy up there.
Okay.
That hasn't gone down in a couple of days. So let me know if you get hungry.
On her desk or someone else?
You're not even stealing it for yourself. You're stealing for other people.
That's Robin Hood, man.
Which I think makes you even more of a psycho.
No, that makes me generous.
No, but you're not robbing from the rich. You're robbing from the average.
Yeah, so.
And giving to the average.
And spreading the wealth.
That's not what that is.
Pencils and candy.
Are you a kleptomaniac?
No. Catholic.
Okay. I think it's also strange because you don't always go up there with something specific to steal.
I have no
You
intent.
Come down and say, hey, I found this in a drawer, which means you were going through drawers.
Well, no, I did that one time for the, I forget what I was looking for. Oh, we needed napkins or something.
Talking awfully fast.
But you knew exactly where it was.
Oh, I think it's where I got the cutlery.
Do you open up drawers a lot when you're up there by yourself?
Well, I found that new conference room.
You found the new conference room?
Well, no, but they got some sweet drawers, bro. Nice stuff.
Hachiroku writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF. He says he's not stealing. He's strategically transporting equipment to an alternate location.
Yeah. Okay. It's still inside the company four walls. Oh. It's definitely not stealing. It's reallocation of provisions.
Until somebody else needs it that had it in the first place. I do resent the fact that they lock up all the stuff that we need to use.
Right. Remember when we needed hand sanitizer during COVID?
Yeah.
And they go, oh, yeah, we have some, but it's locked up.
Well, but here's the thing. What? You're the reason why it's all locked up.
Well,
you just
I needed
some
at home.
Were you stealing toilet paper during COVID?
No.
Somebody was.
Big industrial rolls?
Yeah.
I couldn't get it up the stairs.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Scott. He's been waiting patiently. Hey, Scotty, how are you, buddy?
Not bad. How are you doing today?
Go, Scott. What do you got?
Hey, so I work a white-collar job, and my buddy got fired, and he had this sweet, lazy boy office chair. Like, this thing was so comfortable. So
that's why he got fired.
After they escorted him out of the building, I went down and wheeled it right down the hall right to my office. And the next morning, I got called into the office because everybody was so butthurt that I had stolen this chair and that his body wasn't even cold yet.
The only reason Scott wasn't butthurt, that chair is so comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Butt
it
felt
was
great.
So comfortable.
So did you lose the chair?
No, I kept the chair. My buddy had called me right after he got fired and was like, make sure you get that chair. It's so comfortable. So, you know, but I got called down to HR because I had taken this chair and it was insensitive.
Okay, but let me ask you, how do you
wield?
I like how a company fires a guy, but you're insensitive for grabbing his chair, but they march his ass out.
Hold on, Scott. As your buddy, should he have been fired?
Oh, 120%.
Yeah, he spent all those funds on the chair.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
But what, Scott, how do you respond to HR when they're like, you should not have done this, this isn't your property? Like, what do you say back to them?
I was like, he called me and told me to take it. It's not insensitive, but I would have taken it even if he didn't tell me to take it. The thing's comfortable.
You're a monster. You're a monster, Scott.
Oh, it's like Tommy sitting in that chair right there, you know? You find a comfortable chair, you use it.
Love it.
Your coworkers were only mad that you got to it first.
Yes.
Yeah, no, which...
I absolutely agree that that's the only reason people are pissed about it.
Scott, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Hey, have a good one. Take care.
I didn't even think about chairs. Chairs has got to be a big one.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would you feel uncomfortable if a coworker on their way out was like, take this, or I want you to have this?
Well, because they don't own it. It's company property.
It's like their last will.
I'm not even talking about a chair, but maybe something that they kept on their desk.
I bequeathed this pen to you.
Yeah.
I would take that.
Yeah.
I would feel honored if they bequeathed something.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't?
I mean, you'd have to take it. I don't know. It would be a reminder, though, that they got fired all the time.
I think if you caught someone else taking your stuff, too, if you're still working there, you have to be – there is a math equation. How much is that item worth to you versus how much of a stink you want to make? Right? Because we brought up lunch, right? Lunch, food, snacks, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not worth a lot, but I am – this is what I'm eating for the day.
You relied on it. You expected it to be there when he came in.
Yeah, so you can freak out about it. And if someone takes my pens, look, it sucks, but I can go get more pens. Right. I'm not going to make a big deal. All right, I got this thing going on right now.
Yeah, you do. You have a problem.
What?
So I bring in a 12-pack of soda
because
I have two Diet Cokes during the show. And
it's all counted out. You have it planned out.
I time it in my head when I have to bring in another one, and someone's stealing them. And they're just taking like one or two a week.
Okay.
And it's driving me nuts, and this has been happening for like 3 months.
But you put it in us wildly suspicious of coworkers.
So you put it in a common area. Right?
I put it in our refrigerator. I write my name on it.
Yeah.
And it's like one of those like can dispensing cardboard boxes. I can't figure out who it is.
Yeah.
And it really bothers me, the disrespect of you just taking this stuff out of this box with my name on it. But I don't want to make a stink about it because I feel like that would make me look like a psycho.
Well, they also know they're stealing. Because they're hiding it. We have not seen anybody with one out in the open.
And it says my name. It says my name on the box.
So you don't want to put out that dick email?
No, because I feel like that makes
me... I am dying to know.
This is costing me $2 every time I take one of my cans.
It is costing me $1. They're 12, they're 12 for 12.
Yeah, you look chintzy, man.
It ain't about the money.
I know, but you look chintz.
Well, that's why I haven't wrote the email.
Because even if you caught them, what are you going to say?
You look like a little bitch.
Well, I just don't want...
You do.
Why does that make
took
me
look- my soda.
He did take my soda.
Well, I took two shoulders. I took a shoulder down, two shoulders down.
Look at the thief defending the non-thief.
I paid a tax. The transportation fees. I'm walking in there.
Am I a psycho, Kimmy, for writing an all company email asking who's taking the soda and asking them to please stop?
No.
Yeah, you could keep your soda down here.
Yeah.
Then get a cup. Put ice in
no.
You're more of a psycho if you try to catch that person.
But we've also been trying to do that. Tommy Tommy calls me a psycho. He's been participating in looking at garbage cans for empty Diet Coke cans.
I also did that.
I know.
I'm dying to know. Well, I just, my thing is I want to eliminate people. Like I want to say, well, it's definitely not this person because I have evidence to prove their innocence.
Oh, do you want one of those little mini fridges?
Yeah, why?
There's one upstairs in the old boss's office.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, I think that's where they kept their wine. What?
Can you raid the boss's office if the boss isn't here anymore?
No, I'm not touching that.
Ain't no boss.
Well, no, we do have a boss.
Yeah, but somebody always moves into that space.
No, but he's not here.
Out.
No, but to her point, I don't know what is company property and what was the property of the person that came in. Like, if our previous boss brought the mini fridge in, we could swipe that. But if that's like company mini fridge and our boss, your first introduction is, why is my fridge in your studio?
Nothing more embarrassing than having to walk that item back. You don't want to do
that. With my back. I couldn't do it.
Let's take a break.
All right.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got breaking news!
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. All right, so we're trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Well, we have our good buddy waiting for us, live from Buffalo Bills training camp at St. John Fisher University.
Yeah.
Brought to you by H Swim and Leisure, Chilly Ave and Ridge Road Webster, Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Dansville, Spencerport, and Farmington, and We The Hobby, 23 Arlington Street, wethehobby.com. We're going to see if we got him. Our good buddy from 95.7 The Fan, the sports bar. 3 to 6 every weekday. Danger, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, we got him, ladies and gentlemen. Are you running around with the breaking news, Danger?
This breaking news. There's a lot going on. We had a very special guest before practice join us that we'll hear later this afternoon in the sports bar. So, yes, I think I'm caught up on everything. Tell me what you're hearing.
Okay, the word on the street is, Tommy, we actually talked about this last week. There is a man whose name we love to say, who a couple years ago it looked like was going to be a major part of this defense. That would be linebacker Baylen Specter.
Okay.
And he was battling with Buffalo Joe Andreessen for legitimate snaps, backing up the linebackers here. They just released Baylen Specter?
Correct.
Why?
Injured. Injured. And kind of constantly injured, right? I mean, like, that's been the knock on Specter, is that I think he's a really good football player. He's somebody that the team really, really likes. But he's somebody who just hasn't been available to the team. And this is, yet again, another training camp where Specter is missing reps due to injury. Meanwhile, you have a guy like Joe Andreessen, who's made the most out of every opportunity, who's constantly on the field and making plays when he has those opportunities. So I feel like they feel confident that Andreessen can step into that role and continue to compete for more reps.
Man, what a great story.
Yeah.
I mean, for those who don't know, I mean, Joe Andreessen, a Buffalo kid born and raised.
Oh, that kid.
Diehard Bills fan.
Yeah.
He was attending games before he got put on the roster.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, as a kid with his family, he goes off away to college to some small school in New England. He plays his senior year at UB at home. He wasn't even signed as an undrafted free agent straight up. He was invited to a mini camp tryout. Okay. Like, yeah, they just needed a body to like run through stuff for the rookies they actually drafted. He impressed Sean McDermott and the staff enough where they gave him a chance to come to training camp. Nobody thought he was going to make the team. He surprisingly makes the team last year. He's a big contributor on special teams. In danger, he's going to get legitimate defensive snaps now.
I heard he is still living at home, by the way.
Awesome.
We did talk to him. He's in the process of renovating a home that he will move into eventually, but he is still technically living at home in Buffalo with his family. He's going to get meaningful reps this preseason. He's going to be a contributor to special teams. And, you know, when we talked to him earlier this week, he made it clear his goal is he wants to be the best special teams player in the league. And I have a hard time betting against him. He's kind of defied all the odds up to this point.
I mean, let's be real, though. As a Bills fan the last couple of years, and I'm knocking on wood as I say this, there is always, Tommy, a major linebacker injury that lasts more than a couple of weeks.
Okay.
I mean, danger, based on recent history, Joe Andreessen's got to be, like, ready to go.
Yeah. I think the only knock you could have on a guy like Andreessen is maybe his size, because he doesn't have the size of a lot of the linebackers you see in the NFL, but man, he has a nose for the ball. He just gets after it. He's always in a position to make a play.
You gotta have a nose for that ball, bro. You gotta know where that ball is.
That's right.
And nose on in, son.
That's right.
Look, I've never met this kid before, right? But I feel like a parental pride that he is
local pride. I mean, he's not from Rochester, but close enough.
No, local. Yeah. I mean, he's regional.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I mean, there's going to be a big hook for the next Hard Knocks that'll be on HBO.
I can't wait to see it.
Mm.
Big debut last night. Bill's Hard Knocks. Their first episode airs on HBO Max. So, Danger, can I give you a little backstory?
Please.
All right. So, I was furious when it was announced the Bills were going to be out of Hard Knocks.
Yeah, out of the gate, you did not like this.
Well, look, the NFL was forcing them to do this. Yeah. We talked about the numbers. No team that has been on Hard Knocks has made the Super Bowl. Only 7 out of the, like, 23 have even made the playoffs. 3 have won a playoff game. I was insisting this was a jinx, and we knew that the Bills didn't want to do it. So I, as a protest, am not watching Hard Knocks to avoid the jinx. Tommy and Kimmy told me I was an idiot. It's greatest thing that ever happened. It's going to be so entertaining. It debuts last night. I get here this morning, bring it up on the air. Danger. Neither of them watched it.
It's on my list. I'm going to watch
it. It's too late.
Yeah.
There is no list, Kimmy. Let's be honest. You don't have a list. You're just saying that.
I'm going to watch it. I just didn't want to watch it at 9 o'clock last night. I got to go to bed.
You watch it last night, Danger, I'm assuming.
I did watch it. I think they should rename it from Hard Knocks Training Camp with the Buffalo Bills to Hard Knocks We Dare You to Hate the Buffalo Bills, because it just portrays the team and our community in such a positive way, at least through one episode. It was impressive.
I mean, so it sounds like, because again, I'm not going to watch this. Yeah. I'm going based on what other people were writing.
You feel a little bit of FOMO.
Not at all. In fact, I'm upset that I know what I know about it, just from people talking about it on social media. But it focused big on Josh Allen in the beginning, obviously.
Yeah.
And they also did like that homecoming story and heartwarming, what a great guy, Tre'Davious White story.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right, so all that and more, Hard Knocks. Danger, be honest.
Bunch of good guys.
I mean, Tommy, you want to watch Hard Knocks because you want to see people you know to make fun of them.
Hey, I've been there.
He's already furious that Hard Knocks filmed in the backyard of Mike Catalana's home.
Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't necessarily mean that'll make the show, because we learned from talking to Pat Harris, the director from Penfield. He told us 300 hours of footage to make 1 hour of an episode. So they're shooting a lot of
and
things.
And McDermott talking. Trying to come to a point.
Well, I mean, no, it's interesting. You're familiar with this because you do 300 hours of jokes to get 1 hour of funny.
You get an hour?
That's a follow-up, man.
Good tag. Kid knows comedy. All right, Danger, be honest. Did you tune in last night with the express interest of seeing yourself on HBO?
How could you not?
There was one play that they highlighted where I'm like, oh, I remember that play, and I was in the vicinity, but I did not see myself on Hard Knocks last night. Now, when we interviewed Andreessen earlier this week, we did have the Hard Knocks cameras in our face because he was wired for sound. The boom mic was here, the whole thing. So if they continue to showcase Andreessen and maybe
you're in, buddy.
Maybe we'll see. I'm not going to.
Spanish Clipper, baby. Get on HBO, baby. Come on.
I wonder how many people are watching that show and just constantly pausing it to see if they catch themselves in the background.
I'm already seeing screenshots on Instagram this morning of people. Oh, there I am in the background right there. Just a blurry, fast face.
There's also a business component to this that I thought of. Like, you know, they're moving into their new stadium, and that was featured in last night's episode, and I know that they're still selling season tickets. I wonder if this, if you're on the national level and you're just an NFL fan, if you see this, again, I'm daring you to hate the Buffalo Bills. We're going to show you all the great things that this team offers, how we do things, how we handle our business, how we, you know, the characters on this team, the MVP, the head coach, the new stadium. I wonder if this is like a play also, like, it is kind of a commercial for the NFL for people that are outside of our region that might say, you know what, I have a little extra cash. I can absolutely afford season tickets, and the Bills are my new favorite team.
No, I hear you. I don't think there's a lot of people, Danger, in this region that know about the Buffalo Bills or the fact
Not
that they're moving
region.
Into a new stadium.
Not this region. What, I'm saying nationally.
They're going to buy season tickets in, what, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, and drive into the game every week?
This is the kind of wealth I think the NFL is looking for, the kind of people that have that kind of disposable income that could do something like that.
You have sipped the Kool-Aid so hard at that training camp, Danger, you're losing your effing mind. By the way, I do want to point out, because something slipped by just a second ago.
What's that?
Mike Danger, 95.7 The Fan, 3 to 6 on the Sports Bar every weekday, our sister station. Fantastic show. You called him Danger.
The Spanish Clipper.
Danger, we want to let you know, your new nickname for the rest of football season is the Spanish Clipper.
I'd love some context to that.
What we're talking about, Clipper is slang for...
A person's ass.
Yeah.
Yes, the Clipper, of course.
And you've been wearing them slim, tight Spanish
slim
pantaloons
tight.
You picked up on vacation.
Slim, tight
at the pantaloon store.
So, I mean, every time you'll be joining us now on Fridays during the football season.
Great.
The Spanish Clipper.
Yeah. I got it. Now I got to live up to the reputation. I appreciate you guys noticing my Clipper, and I'll do my best.
Sounds
I'll
like
do my best.
The boat rolling into town.
Yeah.
Lots of squats before the break room every Friday.
There's a boat back there.
Hey, squats make Clippers.
Again, we still haven't finished one of these segments without a homoerotic Mike Danger reference.
Squats make Clippers. Tommy Millay.
Put that on a t-shirt. Sell the Rock Shop. All right, Danes, let's get to the most important question now, outside of Bale Inspector being released. James Cook has not practiced in 2 days. Is there any word on whether or not he practices today?
Not practicing today.
Wow.
He ain't.
Wow.
Yeah,
so what's it costing him a day?
Right now, nothing, because he's in camp.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He shows up.
Yeah.
The team could decide to fine him. I don't know that that'll happen, but they could fine him for not participating in practice.
So what does he do all day? Just walk around?
Well, Sunday, he was walking around signing autographs, but... practice-wise, nothing.
Which, by the way,
Monday's practice, he was here for a second, and then he was vapor. We didn't see him anywhere.
That signing autographs thing is a calculated play, and you're seeing Micah Parsons, who's going through. I mean, it's not a similar thing, but he's going through drama in Dallas. Like, those agents will tell you, you do not practice. You sign as many autographs as you can.
Don't upset the fans.
Not only not upset the fans, get those fans on your side.
Yeah,
because there are a lot of Bills fans, Danger, that are looking at James Cook with side eye right now. You know, Josh Allen took less money. Other guys are taking less money. What makes you think that you're better than those guys?
Yeah, I think a lot of fans recognize that at his position, you have to get paid while you can get paid. And he's in the prime of his career, coming off of his best season as a pro. This is his opportunity. And like we discussed earlier this week, I just don't think he has the leverage right now. This is the only leverage play that he has to kind of make the Bills sit up straight and make him the best offer they can possibly make him, which I'm sure they've done. And I'm sure that they're probably not near where they want to be. I mean, for context, Kyren Williams of the Los Angeles Rams, who was more involved in his team's offense than James Cook was with Buffalo, just received a 3-year $33 million
Damn.
Contract yesterday.
But that's $4 million a year less than Cook wants.
$4 million a year less than Cook makes him the seventh highest paid running back in the league. So if you're James Cook, are you looking at Kyren Williams saying, there's no way I'm going to make less than that guy. I am better than the seventh highest paid running back in the league. I just don't see how this gets done between the two sides going into this season.
But I agree with you there. And I do find it funny, too, like the fans that are looking at James Cook and going, you know, get the hell out of here if you don't want to take what they're offering.
Yeah.
I mean, look, in James Cook's defense, like you said, Danger, he's only got a limited window to make money. And there is not a single person at their jobs today that if they were entitled, what they thought was
all there was money sitting.
You're not going to take less money when you think you can get that money at another company.
Was he the best running back in the league last year?
No.
I mean, stat-wise.
No. He had the most touchdowns, I believe, right? Most rushing touchdowns?
He was tied for most touchdowns, yes.
All right, so that's a good stat.
Okay, but he also
got the job done.
He shared a ton of carries with Ty Johnson, who, by the way, had several extraordinary games that arguably won the game in Detroit for the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
And then Ray Davis, who, when Cook couldn't go against New York in the Meadowlands, if I remember the game correctly, had one of the greatest performances by a Bills rookie running back ever.
That's all you got?
Well, I'm just saying, I like James.
Two other guys?
I like James Cook a lot. It's just, yeah. Bro, know where you're at.
All right.
Man.
He's a businessman.
No. He's a businessman.
Yeah.
All right, Danger, 95.7 The Fan, the Sports Bar, 3 to 6 every weekday. Who are you guys talking to today?
For the first time in Sports Bar history, we will have a sit-down with Buffalo Bills head coach, Sean
No.
Wow. Look at you.
You got to be mic'd up for that one, right?
No Hard Knocks cameras around him for that
surprised.
One. No.
Yeah, they got Danger on camera once, but the clipper was too powerful. They broke a lens. They can't do it. I know. That's exciting. So you can catch Sean McDermott 3 to 6 today on the Sports Bar, 95.7 The Fan. I am hoping, and you know I love you. You know I love you, Danger.
Yes.
I am hoping that the Andreessen interview makes it on Hard Knocks, but you are not in the photo at all.
So, funny story about Hard Knocks. Gene, you know, was doing the interview with me, with Andreessen, so we both got the Hard Knocks cameras on our face. Gene's nephew has been roaming around camp today, and he just came over to our set, and he's like, hey, I just got interviewed by Hard Knocks for 5 minutes as a fan. I'm like, okay, who makes it to Hard Knocks first, Gene or Gene's nephew? We've got a little bet in place. And again, 300 hours of footage for 1 hour of programming. So the money is on all of it hitting the cutting room floor.
All right, Danger, tomorrow's the last day?
Last day.
Oh man, it goes so fast.
Yeah. Sure does.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Spanish Clipper, Mike Danger. Always a pleasure, buddy.
Thanks.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.